So Adrian, what are the current restrictions around using photography in the medical field right now?
Yeah, it varies across Australia and different states. So it's actually a little bit complex. So the national legislation very much points back to the Privacy Act of 88, 1988. And that ostensibly says you cannot share images. You need full consent, and everything needs to be very tightly controlled. And that was because the legislation was developed at a time before smartphones. Now, when you go to different states, they've started to implement some procedures or some legislation to enable smartphones. But the reality is, a doctor might take a photograph in Sydney, or say a more remote part of New South Wales, and go, "I've got a good mate in Adelaide or Perth, and they're the expert in this, and want to share it." And as you cross the state borders, you're contravening different state laws, federal laws. So it's a big issue.
So, I mean, I think you've kind of made the point, a little point about it there already with the sharing with an expert. But what's the case for bringing a smartphone into a medical situation? Why would it? Well, how would it benefit it?
Well, the data shows that to some extent, or even a large extent, this is happening already. I mean, nearly everyone has a smartphone on them, including doctors and nurses. And they're in an environment where all of a sudden they're seeing something which they're going, that's interesting, but I'm not exactly sure what the case is. But I know my mate in Adelaide, who I went to medical college with, he's the expert. I'll just take a photograph and zap it to him. And he may be able to give me a really good, fast insight into where I should look up the information.
So
Which is, it's what we do in a whole heap of different things. We take a photograph and we share it with friends, and they give us fast feedback, but it's actually in breach of the law.
So with the laws as they are, what do doctors do in that situation right now?
It's an interesting one. The data from a few papers which has been published suggests they, to some extent, are just ignoring the law and doing it. And a few I've spoken to go, "My greater interest is patient care, and the faster I can get the best information to help patients, I'm going to do it." But it's not compliant with the law. And part of writing the article for the conversation was to start a discussion with the community of what way we should think about this.
Obviously, one, I mean, Adrian, one big hold up on all of this when it comes to photographing, especially with something as, I guess, intimate as a medical procedure that's being carried out on you, is, you know, privacy and things like that, concerns for the patient.
For sure.
So how what are the kind of how would you might you address those concerns if you were to try and introduce smartphones into these situations?
Yeah, that's the big issue. And should this be allowed or not is really, I think, going to require a long conversation with a community of what I think that correct balance is. We think that probably you need to have informed consent. So someone gives a consent that they're happy for that image to be used and shared across state borders. And that could even go very quickly beyond national borders. Because once something is a digital image, it can, as we know, be shared across the world in a fraction of a second. So informed consent is probably the way to best navigate this, but how to implement that, there's an emergency happening. Do you have the opportunity to get informed consent? What is the implied rights of a doctor to do this?
And
this topic goes much broader than medicine too. The second part of our article starts to unpack what happens in the security sense. So we've seen across Australia several security things happen, and people pull out their smartphones, start taking images and uploading them to Facebook. What's the legal consequences of this? Is it admissible in court now it's been mass distributed? A lot of this is so new, we just don't know the answers.
And so, I suppose with this being so new, and again with the legislation dating from before smartphones, which really only came in very recently, how can we learn any lessons from other countries in the world? Has anyone managed to successfully navigate this or come up with a pretty good solution?
I don't think so. Actually, surprisingly, Australia might be leading the field. And part of that is, we attended the Australian Ethics Network conference 2 years ago and had a big discussion about this, a paper we wrote, which led on to this article we've written for The Conversation. Australia's debating these things a lot. We're a very switched-on nation, very high usage of mobile phones. And places like the US, where they're also considering this, are even more complex because, you know, we have a good number of states, but they have 50 states. Mm-hmm. And the complexities when you go across state borders are just so difficult to think about for how laws and legislations are written and implemented.
Okay, well, we'll have to see how, I guess, what kind of solutions we can come up with in the future. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Adrian.
Thank you for your time.